New evidence has forced the Operation Burnham inquiry to suspend its hearings investigating claims of civilian deaths in a New Zealand-led raid in Afghanistan in 2010. Yesterday, the inquiry was shown a register of classified documents that had been locked away in a defence safe from 2011 to 2014. It showed the Defence Force had information in 2011 that some civilians may have died. That is in conflict with their claims in 2017. There had been no casualties. New Defence Force witnesses may now have to be summoned and others recalled to provide more information. Our defence reporter Jonathan Mitchell has more on what is in those classified documents.
The report from the International Security Assistance Force says deaths may have occurred, contradicting public statements by the military here. After a Native Affairs documentary in 2014, the report was found in the safe. The then Defence Minister Jonathan Coleman was furious and contacted Tim Keating. Dr. Coleman corrected the public record, but then Chief of Defence Tim Keating did not.
When a Minister of the Crown gets up and says civilian casualties may have occurred, and it's widely reported in the media, then I would assume that the public is well assured that with the position that civilian casualties may have occurred as a result of Operation Burnham.
He says he was not forced to correct the record himself because Dr. Coleman had. Tim Keating says he has no idea who put the report in the safe, why it was gathering dust, and not discovered until 2014. However, in 2017, in the immediate rush following the release of Hit and Run, the Chief of Defence repeated the wrong information, ruling out civilian casualties.
But our response was to respond to the accusation that New Zealand Defence Force troops were deliberately involved in civilian casualties to the extent that we deliberately targeted civilians.
Tim Keating admits that response could have been clearer and included a line saying civilians may have died. Military staff have repeatedly told the inquiry they have no idea how Defence got the report by the International Security Assistance Force. The inquiry head asked to see a register of documents, and that's revealed the report was signed in by the Office of the Director of Special Operations. At the time, the director was Jim Blackwell, and the inquiry now wants to hear from him. Tim Keating denies it's been a shambles.
I think that our processes of a defence force weren't coherent in giving the response that we should have been able to give in hindsight now.
More witnesses may now be summoned and others recalled. It's not clear when the inquiry will resume. In Wellington for Morning Report, call Jonathan Mitchell, 10A.